The contrast could not be more stark between the optimism surrounding the creation of South Sudan in 2011 and its desperate situation now. Armed conflict along ethnic lines has dogged the young country since 2013, and now there are concerns that the scene is set for genocide on a scale comparable with Rwanda, where 800,000 people were systematically killed in less than 3 months in 1994. The violence that erupted between forces loyal to President Salva Kiir and former deputy Riek Machar is a further sign that neighbouring countries and the international community should act now, UN-appointed rights experts say. Yasmin Suka heads the UN Council's Human Rights Commission on South Sudan.
Wherever we visited, people told us the country would dissolve into another Rwanda-like situation. While several of the early warning signs of mass atrocities are present, that does not mean that it is inevitable. And that really calls for action now.
One of those early warning signs is rape, which Yasmin Suka said was at epic levels, so much so that sexual violence has become a normal fact of life for many women, along with the reported recruitment of child soldiers, torture, extrajudicial killings, and mass displacement. Amid all the violence, it's perhaps easy to forget, too, that South Sudan's people are also in the grip of a worsening humanitarian crisis. Well over 3 million people have fled active conflict, and the UN has warned that 4.6 million are likely to be in need of food aid come next January. In his address to member states, the UN Special Advisor on the Prevention of Genocide, Adama Dieng, warned that there is a strong, even imminent risk of violence escalating along ethnic lines with the potential for genocide, noting that the government continues to reportedly spend a disproportionate share of its revenue on security. The UN Special Advisor made a number of recommendations to stop the violence. These include an arms embargo on South Sudan, with a wider sanctions regime on top officials who he said had benefited financially and politically from the war.
Genocide is a process. It does not happen overnight. And because it is a process and one that takes time to prepare, it can be prevented. There are steps that should be taken now without delay.
Given the level of suffering, humanitarian workers are needed more than ever, Adama Dieng insisted. Instead, their access is being denied, and there are even reports that aid teams have been targeted. Mr. Dieng also noted with concern how particular ethnic groups have been threatened and told to leave specific areas, while the proliferation of arms provided all the ingredients for a dangerous escalation of violence. Echoing the call to stop the violence, UN-appointed rights expert Yang Yi Li urged the UN Security Council and the wider international community to act. She also appealed to signatories of the 2015 peace agreement to follow through on pledges to set up a hybrid court in South Sudan, as well as a transitional government. In response to the special session at the Human Rights Council, South Sudan rejected the proceedings and what it called glaring allegations. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.